بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من سميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا وقال تعالى ايضا وما هو الا ذكر للعالمين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القران العظيم honorable ulama respected حفاظ elders brothers mothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته first and foremost we commence with the praises of Allah تبارك وتعالى that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer cherisher and nourisher May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master and leader, Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, what is the motive of a pastor who takes a stance of burning a text which according to his own admission he has never read other than to hurt the feelings of Muslims. Why didn't he do it? There are many theories floating around. But one that would really interest me and you is why he didn't do it was apparently some Pakistani cricket players managed to get into his room and they managed to fix the matches. I think they're playing today also. I wonder if that match is also fixed. Nevertheless, respected elders and brothers, What is the motive of a pastor who intends to burn the text of the Quran Kareem other than to hurt the feelings of a Muslim? Me and you know that the Quran is the direct speech of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Also, the written word is its representation and the symbolic reverence of the Quran. The symbolic reverence that me and you attach ourselves to the Quran Kareem is part of the belief system that is revealed in the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we need to understand, respected elders and friends, that the Quran is the basis of Islamic faith. It is a means of guidance, it is a book of laws, and it is a book of morals. Its call and its appeal is universal. The call of the Quran, the message of the Quran Kareem is universal and its preservation is guaranteed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself. Burning a copy of the Quran, does not in any way diminish the word of Allah. It is, however, hurtful to the belief and to the heart of believers. Now there are two or three important lessons that we can learn from this incident, which inshallah I wish to highlight to you today. Muslims have never ever discriminated against any ancient prophets, alayhi salam, may peace be upon them. Neither has Muslims ever discriminated against any divine scriptures which me and you know have been reduced to writings and which have passed on to generations, albeit some of them have suffered interpolation. Respected elders and friends, it is for this reason that peace-loving people of the world should not keep quiet when a bigot is reviling divine scriptures, no matter which divine scripture it is. When a bigot reviles divine scriptures such as the Quran Kareem, which is a book which is close to the heart and the faith of 1.5 billion Muslims around the globe. I'd like to take this opportunity to commend the various faith-based groups and the various leaders and the many organizations that have unequivocally criticized and condemned this act of sacrilege. However, we find that some leaders unfortunately have fended for themselves, saying that they could not stop the misguided pastor from a staged burning of the copies of the Quran Kareem. To them, we only ask one question. Only one question we ask them. Would your reaction be the same? Could it have been the same if it was a symbol of another faith? If it was a symbol of another faith being rubbished as it was in the case of the Quran, whether from Guantanamo Bay to Afghanistan over the recent past years, you answer that question for me. That is the first thing. Now, second important point we need to understand, respected elders and friends, as Muslims, let us try to read into the manner that such provocative grandstandings is carefully planned by even the least known attention seekers. Before this incident, did anybody perhaps know that this guy ever existed on the face of the earth? So see the grandstanding that is playing out here. The real intention is for the Muslims to fall for the bait, so that they can confirm the caricature, or they can confirm the mold in which they want to cast all of us in. Now, respected elders and friends, next year will be 10 years since 9/11. Muslims should anticipate much more of such provocation. This was the 9th year. Next year would be 10 years. And it's going to be even worse than it was this year. Now, when we do respond to such stunts, when we do respond to such grandstandings, let us do so with little insight and wisdom. Exposing the hypocrisy of the powers to be, but not causing any harm to fall upon us. Thirdly, humanity should also reflect not only on the sacredness of divine scriptures, but also of human life, respected elders and friends. For far too long have we stood helplessly watching countless of lives being lost in futile wars without it coming to an end. How Muslim life has become fair game for those who wield worldly powers. Who is making a noise about that? Respected elders and friends, listen to this. A peace activist in the United States, see how cheap Muslim life has become. We need to reflect sometimes, where are we heading to, friends? A peace activist in the United States in the media quoted as saying, he has termed the drone targets, I'm sure we all have heard of drone targets, you know, the targets that are currently being used in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and the damage that they cause, he has termed the drone targets used in Pakistan and Afghanistan as small ground zeros. They have termed it as small ground zeros. What was 9/11 termed as? 9/11 was termed as the big ground zero, the major catastrophe to hit the United States. The lives that are being lost because of these drone attacks in Afghanistan and Pakistan are being termed by the United States Senate as small ground zeros. Friends, where loss of life, sacred life of believers, is a daily eventuality, what's our response to that? Nevertheless, coming back to the topic of the Quran Kareem, in the ayah which I have recited in the beginning of my introduction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلَّ إِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنِ عَلَىٰ أَيَّأْتُ بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Tell him, O Nabi of Allah, if humankind and if jinn were banded together to bring the like of the Quran, if they were banded and they were grouped together, the entire creation were asked to bring the like of the Quran, la ya'tuna bimithlihi, they would never be able to produce anything like it. Walau kana ba'duhum li ba'din zahira, even if they backed each other up, even if they supported one another, even if they helped one another to the extreme. Up to today, my Allah in His book has given the challenge to these people that produce one ayah of the Quran if you are truthful, walau kuntum sadiqeen, one ayah if you are truthful. Up to today, that challenge remains. That challenge has never been met, and inshallah it will never be met. Respected elders and parents, this man could not burn the Quran. Wallah, know in the deepest recesses of your heart that this man could not burn the Quran. He could perhaps burn the pieces of paper on which the Quran was written. He could burn the pieces of paper on which the Quran was printed, but certainly he could never burn the Quran. Because my Allah has said with regard to the Quran that this is the book of Allah. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ. Nay, this is a glorious Quran. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحِ الْمَحْفُوظِ. It is protected in a sacred tablet. Respected elders and friends, Allah Himself mentions, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr." We have revealed the reminder. We have sent down the message to humanity. We have sent down the reminder to humanity. Wa inna lahu lahafidun, and we are the protectors over this message. Allah has taken it upon Himself to look after His message. This is the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even if the whole world came together to destroy it, even if the whole world comes together to corrupt it, they would never be able to do so. Let us rejoice, Muslim brothers and sisters. Let us rejoice that men cannot destroy the book of Allah. Men cannot burn the book of Allah. And those who are Allah conscious, if we trust in Allah as Muslims ought to trust in Allah, then we have absolutely nothing to worry about, because the Quran so beautifully mentions, وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This Quran is nothing less than a message to all nations. Those who will accept the message will find success in this world as well as in the hereafter. Those who will reject this message, unfortunately, will find destruction in both worlds. Respected elders and friends, regardless of our attachment to this book, it does not belong to us. Regardless of our attachment to this book, it does not belong to us. It is revealed to all of humanity. This book Allah has sent for every person on the face of the earth. And had this pastor burned this book, he would not have burned the Holy Quran. He would have only burned his own book. Let us also remember that as believers, an integral part of our belief system is we believe in the unseen and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever Allah intends to happen will happen. Alhamdulillah, if that is the decree of Allah, it will happen. Because the words of Allah can never be extinguished by men. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. They intend to extinguish the light of Allah. They intend to suppress the light of Allah. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. But Allah will bring His light to the fore. Allah will make His light shine when the time that Allah feels is right. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even though the kafirin, even though the non-believers hate it and they dejected. Finally, what did the Quran say with regard to such people? When you come across such people, so beautifully the Quran says, فَاسْفَحْ أَنْهُمْ وَكُلْ سَلَامْ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ فَاسْفَحْ أَنْهُمْ. The Quran says, greet them and say, peace be upon you, فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Soon a time will come when you will know. Soon a time will come when you will know. But friends, I leave you with a message today. As believers, we need to reassess our relationship and our affinity with the Quran Kareem. Incidents like this should make us think, what is my affinity to the Quran Kareem? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has most eloquently described, wallah, when I read this hadith, it brought down shivers down my spine. How beautifully he has and how eloquently he has described the consequences of adherence and non-adherence to Quranic teachings in the following words. And this hadith is mentioned in the book Tirmidhi. It is a muttafaqun alayhi, mentioned both in Bukhari and Muslim. Listen to the eloquence of this hadith, respected elders and friends, and every person introspect for himself, what is my relationship to the Quran Kareem? That person did not understand what he was doing. Wallah, he was in the trap of the devil of shaitan. He did not know what a precious thing he has in his hand. Me and you, we need to understand our affinity to the Quran, not only in the month of Ramadan, beyond the month of Ramadan. Listen to what mine and your Nabi said. He said, the book of Allah contains history of the nations of the past. The book of Allah contains the history of those that lived before you. It contains the prophecies of events of time that will come after you, and the ruling of matters during your time. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further states, the Quran is conclusive in nature and it is not trivial amusement, friends. The Quran is not here to amuse anybody. The Quran is not here for play and amusement. It is conclusive in nature. He further goes on to say, whoever shuns the Quran, whoever shuns the Quran out of a false sense of authority, Allah will render him to smithereens. Further, the hadith states, he who seeks guidance in another source other than the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lead him to stray. Further, the hadith states, the Quran is an unflinching rope of Allah and an admonition full of wisdom. It is the siratul mustaqim, it is the straight path. Tongues do not become weary by its continuous recitation. Ask those who enjoy reading the Quran, do they ever get tired of reading the Quran? Never, friends. Never will you tire of reading the speech of your Allah. Tongues do not become weary of its recitation, nor is the appetite of scholars satiated by it. Scholars on a daily basis are revealing the intricacies of the Quran. They never become satisfied with the treasures of the Quran Kareem. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, repetition does not diminish its marvels, nor does its wonders cease. Then he says, whoever will speak by the Quran has spoken the truth. Whoever will speak by the Quran has spoken the truth. Whoever acts by the Quran, Allah will reward him. Whoever judges by the Quran will be just. Whoever calls to the Quran will be guided to the straight path. Allahu Akbar. What eloquent words, friends. What beautiful words my Nabi has described this book of ours that me and you believe in. Respected elders and friends, the glorious Quran will appeal only to those who are Allah conscious. The glorious Quran will only appeal to those who are Allah conscious. It will appeal to those who know the worth of the Quran. It will appeal to those who understand what is the treasures of the Quran Kareem. Those who are aware of His abiding presence. Those who know that it is the speech of Allah. Those who know that when they read it, Allah is watching. When they act, Allah is watching. When they speak, Allah is watching. And those who mold their existence in accordance with the awareness of Allah. Those who mold their awareness in accordance to the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. May this incident be a reminder for us that me and you believe in that Quran. Me and you hold dear that Quran. Respected elders and friends, remember the word of Allah will come to pass. The decree of Allah will come to pass. Nobody can harm the Quran. Nobody can burn the Quran. What we need to do is reassess our relationship and affinity to the Quran. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding.